Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Herald's Big Debate, our regular discussion about the biggest stories in Plymouth. Hello everyone, welcome to the second in the series of the Herald's Big Debates. We're live on Facebook this evening, so please leave your comments below and get involved in the discussion. You can ask questions of our panel and you can leave your comments about today's issue, which is bin collections. In a couple of months' time, Plymouth is going to move from weekly to fortnightly bin collections. The council says it will save money and boost recycling rates, but some people are concerned about whether it's the right idea. Joining us to discuss the issue today, we have Councillor Michael Leaves, who is a cabinet member on Plymouth City Council with responsibility for the environment. We have Andy Pratt, who is from the Plymouth Green Party, and we have Dean Seddon, who is a city resident. So, Mike, if I can start with you. We're moving to fortnightly bin collections on May the 8th. What's the main reason for that?
Well, we Plymouth needs to increase their recycling rates. We are languishing at 32% for City Council at this moment. We need to get to 40% by 2020. We've been in this sort of pit at the moment for a long time, the last couple of years, not improving our recycling. We need to do something about it, and we are going to do so. We need to improve our services for the people of Plymouth. Our streets are not that clean. We need to have cleaner streets, better bins around the city, to make sure our city is clean, and for people to come and visit us and think, be proud of us. Let's be proud of Plymouth. And unfortunately, we're all in the situation, we've got to save money. Our budgets are very, very tight, and by doing this, we look to save us about $750,000 per annum. And we think, not only that, but by doing this, we want to improve facilities for the people of Plymouth to have cleaner streets and a better collection. And we think we can do that and increase our recycling rates at the same time.
So doing this is going to save the council a lot of money. It's going to save £750,000. Is the main reason for it to boost recycling, or is the main reason to just save money from the budget?
Both. We've got to work within a budget we've got. But at the same time, we cannot go on, whatever the cost, to keep our recycling rate as it is. We've got to increase our recycling rate. And we want to encourage people to put the right things in the brown bin and the right things in the green bin. And I think by doing that, we will increase our recycling and be able to alternative the collection.
Okay, let's come to Andy. Andy's a member of the Green Party in Plymouth. Plymouth's recycling rate has been very low compared to other cities in the country for a long time, around 30%. The council want to do something about that. Surely that's something your party would welcome.
I certainly want more recycling. I feel Councillor Leaves being a bit disingenuous to say that that's the reason. The reason for this change is cuts imposed upon councils by a Conservative government. Local government is in a crisis. And yes, we want to have better recycling, we want people to use less stuff and have less waste. But there's a project in Plymouth called the Food Waste Partnership. They went to the council recently with a feasibility study to say we could collect food waste separately. Many local authorities do, Bristol, big urban environments. In the long run, this would generate money for the city. It would reduce the issue of having to have weekly collections with the volume of waste. Council turned it down, I'm afraid. So I don't really buy the argument that this is about environmental improvements in Plymouth.
Dean, if I come to you, you've got a unique perspective on it because you're a local resident. You can tell us about bin collections from your point of view. The council say they carried out a study and found that 80% of the city's brown bins were only 3/4 full, and most people have got room for more. Is that your experience?
It is, actually. So I've got probably quite a large family compared to most people. There's 5 of us in our house. I actually, confession, didn't put the wheelie bin out last week. So this week I've got 2 weeks worth. It is overflowing. So my biggest question is, 2 weeks for us isn't enough. Is, or are these bins that are being done, are we going to have to pay to get a bigger bin? I think the logic out of the argument, I think I'm kind of torn here. I don't think this is purely about recycling. I think there's other ways to do the recycling, but I get the fact that the reality is the council's money has been cut short. Something has to give.
Let's just pick up on Dean's point there, Mike. A lot of people will be watching this saying, my brown bin gets full every week. I've put my
bin bags in, it gets full to the top, they take it away every week. If you're only taking it away every 2 weeks, what do they do?
Right, let's put some facts on this card, right? 20% of our waste bins currently now being collected could go into the recycle bin. So we've done a competition study. 40% of it can go to the recycling centres. We've kept right west of the mill open, it's a place to be closed. We've kept it open for more recycling. That's our pledge, to keep that open and renovate. Right, we'll come to the food waste, all right? 36% of our brown waste is food waste. Only 5% of that is like bones, leftover food, that can't be done. The rest of it is stuff that you buy one, get one free. It's in packaging, it's not even been opened. So, no, we need to educate really and look at ourselves. Why are we buying food that we're not going to eat? And that's one thing. Then come back to the food collection. I've worked with Plymouth Waste Food Collection people. They've now come back to me and said, it's not feasible. It cannot be done in Plymouth. So we're working with the Food Partnership now with a £50,000 grant to educate the Plymouth people around here, to buy food betterly, look after it, cook it differently, so we reduce the food content going into the bin. They've realised now that it's not feasible for Plymouth to do this, so we're working with them to reduce what goes in the brown bin. By doing all these items, we will reduce what goes in the brown bin, improve recycling, and go to alternative media collection.
So you talk about educating people. A lot of people don't pay attention to kind of leaflets through the door and stuff like that. And a lot of people, when it comes to May the 8th, won't know this is happening. How can you get the message out that this is changing?
Well, the leaflets is going to go out. We'll be sticking on bins. And we'll also go around to people, door to door, if they've got a problem, to advise them to what's best to do to keep their brown bin waste down.
And did you think people will be convinced by that?
Well, I'm not really sure what Mike says when he says the Food Waste Partnership people I was talking about have gone to you and said it's not feasible. That's confused me somewhat.
They're working with officers and saying
I don't see any evidence of the council or indeed any other authority having an attempt to raise awareness amongst the public about how we can recycle more. So that I would welcome that, though it's not just the council's job, I admit that.
Dean, can you give us an insight into recycling in a household like yours? Do you make an effort to recycle as much as you can, and could you do more?
I guess we could all do more. It's what's practical. And I accept the point, you know, you buy stuff from Tesco's, whether we're allowed to say Tesco's or wherever, and it is in packaging that takes up a lot of space. And filtering that out can be some of a nightmare, and we could do more. And I have seen... my family come from north near Manchester and they do recycle. But again, the problem with that I see is you're adding something else for somebody to do. And then what happens when it gets mixed? They're fining people up there if you get it wrong. So coming back to the question, I think, will it help me recycle more? Probably won't help me recycle more, but I'll be more mindful of it because the consequences of the bin overflowing.
I think the message here, Mike, is that you're relying a lot on Plymouth residents to change their behaviour. Are you confident that people will be able to do that?
Yes, I am confident they will do that. People want to recycle more. The majority of the Plymouth people want to see cleaner streets, a better city, and they want to recycle that up. They don't want to see us languishing at the bottom of the table on recycling. We will be proud of us. They want to be proud of Plymouth. We will be proud of cleaner streets. Recycle. Let's get things working properly for people.
Be willing to support Mike a bit more if there was evidence that the Conservative Council here and the city's MPs were doing more to influence this government, which is imposing savage cuts on local authorities and public services across the board.
We can argue about the government and all things about savage cuts. Where do we have to come from? We're starting that everybody is in financial trouble. But let's be honest, I don't want to bring Plymouth into politics in this debate. Not really. I'm here for the people of Plymouth to increase our recycling and clean the street. We can argue with politics till the cows come home. We can be here for weeks and weeks. We'll never get any answer to that. Let's do what is best for the people of Plymouth. That's what I'm here for. I'm a city councillor of Plymouth. That's what I'm here for.
All right, we've got some questions coming in on Facebook. Thanks very much to everyone that's taking part. Keep leaving your comments below and we'll try and put some of them to the panel. Mike, there's a question coming in from Jeanette who says, this move is going to affect bigger families who produce more waste. Are you going to give them extra bins?
No, we will work with extra families. We've got big families to encourage them, see what we can do, and we'll make sure they've got a large bin for collection. We're not being big brother. We want to work with people. If you've got a problem, we will work with We have people calling around and educating or advising them and see what we can do. We will work with the public. At the end of the day, we also keep saying we want to do a good service and have cleaner streets and our recycling rate.
Okay, we've got a comment here from Nicholas, who lives in Worcestershire, so our Facebook stream is going far and wide this evening. Thanks, Nicholas. He says that Fortnightly Collections work fine in Worcester, so he's happy with that, and he thinks it would work in Plymouth. Comment from Colin, who says, we'll be infested with rats if this goes forward. Recycling bins in his street are overflowing, he says. Andy, your party has expressed concerns about fly tipping.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge issue for people. People are very concerned about waste in the street. What can you say about that?
Well, that's a big motive for food waste collection, because obviously that does attract vermin when you have rotting food lying around. The seagulls in particular we have problems with in Plymouth. So, you know, we also in Plymouth have the problem of lots of alleyways and houses of multiple occupation and flats. It makes it harder to do efficient waste collections. But I just think we need to be more imaginative and to have easier recycling in the city, including of this food waste issue, which is a huge amount of our rubbish.
Dean, coming back to the issue of food waste, if there was a separate third bin introduced to put your food in, do you think you would take advantage of that?
Yeah, my parents have that where they live, and they have a little bin in the house that then goes into another bin. And I think maybe that could work. It is getting people to do something more. And I think, you know, the work you're going to have to do to convince people to recycle more is going to take a lot of awareness. But in the scheme of things, for me, I'd prefer a council tax cut, but that's not going to happen. And you've got to find a way to make it pay. And, you know, just like I have to manage my budget. We can all throw stones at you guys, but at the end of the day, you've got to pay. We'd be throwing stones at you if you were in deficit, but we're throwing stones at you because you have to cut services. There is no win-win, really. Something has to happen. And if we have to suck it up, as long as the council will deal with any fly tipping issues or anything that comes up, then we're going to have to live with it.
Let's talk about fly tipping, Mike. The council has promised to get tougher on fly tippers and possibly prosecute more people because it's a serious issue. Will that make a difference?
Yes, so I think we will. We will be looking at fly tipping and prosecuting. If you go around the streets at the moment, it's a different subject, but our lamp posts are cleaner now. We've cut all the fly posting down. We've got teams that are doing that. We will do this with the fly tipping. We want to clean our city. And I think it will work. You know, it will work eventually. We've got to get this recycling rate up. You know, we need to do so. You know, we brought the waste energy plant in. It stopped landfill. Julie, you appreciate it. We should not be landfilling all our waste.
Mm.
We've got rid of that now. 2% of our now is going to be landfilled. So, you know, that is a big improvement to what we had before. And that's only hazardous waste. So we need to, you know, keep our streets clean.
Well, it's an interesting point about the incinerator, because the Green Party in Plymouth put out a statement last week, I think it was, talking about the pollution that the incinerator generates. The incinerator bosses refuted that and said that the emission levels are below the limits. Is the incinerator a problem for you, do you think?
Well, the main pollution caused by incinerator is all the lorries delivering rubbish there. And the main problem with using massive incinerators as a solution to rubbish is that it actually creates an incentive to burn waste to produce energy. And the bottom line for the Green Party is we should actually have less consumption of stuff we're going to waste in the first place. We shouldn't buy two for ones if we can avoid it. Less packaging, reuse and then recycle where we have to. I realise we're lumbered with this large incinerator now, but I think we should do all we can to reduce what we send up in smoke.
I mean, we've been talking about government funding and about how Plymouth is getting less than maybe it should do. Mike, you said you didn't want to make it too political, but it is a political issue. Yeah. Andy, you are from a political party, and so is Mike. If you were in power, the City Council has to save millions and millions of pounds in next year's budget. You're the council leader tomorrow. Mm. What do you do about this?
Well, we have to give a holistic answer here. We need to have a public debate in this country that basically the people who are better off need to pay more taxes, and through income tax, which is the fairest way of paying tax, not through the current council tax system, not for VAT, not through national insurance, with things like income tax. And there was ample evidence in the last budget that the Chancellor has has hit the tax burden at sort of middle earners, and of course at the people who have less of all, who are reliant on the welfare state, and their tax credit's been cut, which I noticed the Tory MPs haven't complained about. Sorry, it's not an easy answer to that, but if there was a Green government, there would be more taxes on the wealthy, that's for sure.
So, Mike, the argument there is that we're getting less money from the government, and the poorest people, the Plymouth residents who are watching this, are feeling the effects through all sorts of cuts in the city. What reassurances can you offer them?
Well, we're not trying to cut for the poor people. We're trying to give them the better facilities to be able to recycle. I mean, because of the argument about the lorries going into the energy waste plant, we're saving the CO2 by having less lorries on the road collecting the waste every week. So you're cutting the lorries down by 50% by not collecting the alternative collection. So we are cutting it down. I mean, there's less travelling time now for the lorries than what it was before the energy waste plant was there. So you know, they're into the city. So, it's, you know, we are cutting it down. So, you know, the argument don't stand out. I'm sorry.
More comments from Facebook. Keep them coming in. We've got Connor, who says Bristol suffered from an invasion of rats when they went to fortnightly collections. He says it will not work here. Roy has got a question for Mike. Mike, how would you control the rat problem if you do get vermin around the streets when this happens?
Well, we have got pest controls, but we're not going to have that. Just when you put the food in, seal it properly, it will not happen. You know, it's a scaremongering tactic. And it will not, I'm convinced it will not happen.
Okay. Dean, just to come back on the issue of fly tipping and rubbish and stuff like that, as a Plymouth resident, does it concern you the environment around your house and how it looks and fly tipping as a general issue?
It doesn't. Where I live, I'm near Derriford Hospital, there's not much of this. But obviously, in the more built-up areas, I can see issues coming around flats and apartments where somebody's bin overflows and then they go, I'll just put it at the side. And I can see that becoming an issue. I can see bins going missing and things like that happening. And then it ends up on the street. And how is that going to be dealt with? Will it be a case of, if it's not in the bin, we're not picking it up? And then it's not quite fly tipping, but it's kind of like fly tipping, kind of just a different kind of...
You asked if I was council leader, I wouldn't be spending £35 million on chopping down trees to make more roads, you know, more lanes going all the way out of Plymouth.
Yeah,
more roads attract more.
But if you look at that,
you're not looking at the argument of doing the road A386 and that, it's government money for roads. It's time.
So it can't be used for anything else.
No. I mean, we're putting cycle lanes in, bus lanes. It's now laid down to do so.
I'm very sorry for local councillors because your hands are so tied. You don't have enough powers.
Well, that's what we stand up for the election. That's what we're here for. And I'm willing to stand up to what I believe in. I stood up for the waste energy plant. I was the one who brought it in to get rid of the landfill. Lorry trundling into Launceston every day from Chelsea Meadow. Not the right thing. I was the one who started work with Cap and Chelsea Meadow. Now look, lovely green open space. I believe in keeping a nice green city for our residents.
Okay.
I'm born here. I live here. I'm 68 years old. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moved away doing any difference.
Okay, I think we're coming towards the end now. Mike, there's just a final question for you. Picking up on Dean's point, this is coming in on May the 8th. Do you think there are going to be teething problems? Is this not going to cause chaos for the first few days?
I hope not. Mark will assure me, no, I think we've got it to the button right, and we'll have a team to make sure it do work right. If we've got a problem, it'll be sorted, so there's no rats on the street if you want. But yes, it'll work, and I am sure. If you talk to me in a few months' time, I'm willing to come back in 2 or 3 months' time when it's all up and running, and we'll say, well, it wasn't as bad as it was before.
Okay, we'll hold you to that.
Right, I'm willing to do so.
Okay, thank you very much to everyone who has been commenting and letting us know your views on Facebook. Thank you very much to our panellists, Councillor Michael Leaves from the Council, Andy Pratt from the Green Party, and Dean Seddon, who's a local resident. Thank you very much to Belief Space for hosting the event tonight, and tune in next time. Ik vind een bundel van 2GB stiekem meer dan genoeg. Niet omdat het moet. Nu 2 gig data met een 0 minuten bel- en sms-bundel voor maar €9 per maand. Omdat het kan. Check tele2.nl voor de beste deal voor jou. Niet omdat het moet, maar omdat het kan.